it's been quite difficult. I mean, I was 7 years old when Catrice went missing. I'm now nearly 42. And for me, I've grown up. Although, you know I have a sister, I had her for 2 years, I've actually been apart from her longer than what I was with her. You miss out on all the things probably that other brothers and sisters take for granted. Birthdays, boyfriend chats, borrowing clothes, all those sorts of things. You know, and I have almost like a double life. So I have the life where I get up every day and I go to work and I'm bubbly and I have a laugh with all my colleagues and my friends. And then you sort of get home in an evening and you think to yourself, I'm going to go to bed tonight. When I get up tomorrow morning, is that going to be the morning where we've got Catrice back or we have an answer and we know what's happened?
What do you think happened?
I think that Catrice was abducted by a couple possibly that couldn't have children. I think she's still alive. Although, you know, that's the fairy tale ending. I am more than aware that that could possibly not have happened and something really sinister could have happened to her. And for me, then it would be about having an answer and bringing her home and laying her to rest properly in a grave. And, you know, when we do find her, because I really do believe that we will, that's going to be really something quite difficult for her to take in. You know, she may not know, she may have an idea that she's adopted or there may be something isn't quite right within her family. And, you know, I just appeal to people if they're not quite sure of who they are, then if they think they could possibly be Catrice. You know, Catrice has a rash on the bottom of her back, which looks like a birthmark. And she also will have needed eye surgery because she will have had a squint. You know, if you think you sort of fit that or maybe that and something's not quite right, then just come forward. You know, sometimes, you know, mum and I and even my dad, you know, when we've walked down, you know, in a high street or whatever, and you forget that, you know, because you have this vision of her, she's almost frozen in time as a 2 year old when you know she's not like that. But you see a little girl with curly hair and be so funny. And you sort of, I stop in my tracks and then I have to suddenly remind myself that Catrice is actually not a 2 year old anymore. She's actually a grown adult and may well have her own children.
So what has happened in terms of the authorities looking for her? Where are we at the moment?
So currently, the Catrice's third investigation is now called Operation Butte. And it's with the military police again to reinvestigate the disappearance of my sister. And they are going out to some people and interviewing them and looking possibly at people of interest, etc. But it is a real struggle for us because it's probably not like a normal civilian police force would be, because they are the military and they're governed by, as I call it, the big bods, the big bosses. So what they say goes as opposed to what would actually be in the best interest for my family.
Has anything new come out recently?
A couple of weeks ago, my father went to BBC Tees to be interviewed because BBC Tees had managed to track down a guy who was in the NAFI the day Catrice disappeared and had spoken to my mum and Catrice, and he confirmed that he's never been interviewed.
And do you know what he said? What he thinks?
He has a theory. I don't agree with that theory. But I think more the fact is he's just absolutely shocked and devastated that he's never actually been interviewed. And he could hold, without even realising it, one piece of crucial information that could actually bring Catrice back to us.
Why do you think he hasn't been interviewed?
I think it's lack of knowledge of knowing what to do when a young child goes missing, lack of experience, incompetence on the military's behalf, basically. They failed the first investigation. They failed the second investigation. Come on, guys, pull your socks up. This is the third one now. This is nearly 35 years on. Catrice is nearly 37. She was 2 when she went missing. You guys have got to start doing something and do it properly. I believe the Prime Minister agreed to meet with my father should we get nowhere. And guess what, Prime Minister? You haven't kept to your promise because you haven't met with any of us. And I'm a great believer in every missing child is important. If you meet with one missing family, there's no reason why you shouldn't meet with a second. So you stuck that out there. You said it out loud. Now it's time to pull your socks up and meet us face to face. You know, he's pushed other missing people cases. You know, my dad was a serving soldier in the British Army. He was prepared to put his life on the line and die for his queen and country. His daughter goes missing and literally everyone goes, "Ooh, no, you know, we can't do anything. What can we do?" You know, literally, it was like that. Everyone closed ranks. It's about time they did something.
And we hear of the case of Madeleine McCann. It's
yes.
Very much in the public
yes.
mind
yes.
in the yeah. recent years.
Yeah.
Is it quite difficult to keep Catrice's name in there?
Absolutely. Catrice has always pushed the back. And so, or she's always at the end of another missing child go missing. And, you know, for my family, We don't want to be phoned up when another child goes missing to say, what are your views? What would you like to say to those parents? Because you know what? We're going through that. We've been living that life for nearly 35 years. You know, we don't want that. Catrice deserves as much as any other missing child and deserves the publicity, etc. Every other missing child. You know, and people will be sat listening now going, well, there's not just Catrice. No, you're quite right, there isn't. There's Luke Durbin, there's Damien Nettles, there's Andrew Gosden.